Most of Wisconsin's corn and soybeans are grown south of Highway 29. That's also roughly the area that's been hit by hot temperatures and dry weather. Joe Lauer is an agronomy professor at UW-Madison. He estimates 40% of the state's corn crop has been stressed out to the point it could affect yields. But Lauer says the recent rain may have come just in time for the critical pollination stage.
I've called them million-dollar rains, but with a $1 billion crop, it was probably worth more than that.
Corn is Wisconsin's top cash crop. Much of it is used to feed the state's dairy herds. Without a good pollination, kernels don't form on ears. Lauer says pollination began around July 20th under very dry conditions.
But this second week now, we've had very good rain, and I would expect that we're probably going to see many of these fields recover and do all right. The biggest question marks are going to be fields that were late planted.
Still, once a plant is stressed, Lauer says there could be lasting damage. Just like a person with a compromised immune system is susceptible to illness, stressed crops are prone to other concerns, like leaf diseases. Farmers will have a better idea of crop size next week. The USDA will release its first yield estimate of the growing year on Monday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.